Hey everyone, Online Campus Pastor Robert Murphy here, and I have the privilege of doing the Daily Accelerator for today, August 13th. Now today we're reading from Jeremiah chapter 50, and the main thrust of it is, of course, Babylon. Now even though God may choose to use a wicked nation, or an individual for that matter, to accomplish his purpose in judging another nation or individual, that does not excuse the injustices that his instrument commits or relieve them of the responsibility they bear for their own ungodly choices. Now, Babylon was used by God to do exactly what he planned, but she was still responsible for what she had done. You know, this may be a new concept for someone listening, or it may be a difficult concept for someone who has heard it before. It's hard to come to terms with this, that even though God works through and even ordains the actions of wicked men and works out his perfect will through their deeds, he still holds them accountable for what they have done. Now, it's part of a larger problem of how men and women can be free and responsible moral agents, while at the very same time God is sovereign and ordains that some should be vessels of honor and some should be vessels of wrath and destruction so that his glory and name might be seen throughout the entire earth. We've talked about this problem before. It's a tension. You know, it's what we call antinomy, an apparent contradiction or paradox that does indeed have a resolution, but which we cannot fully comprehend because we are limited by our own finitude. We are creatures, and no matter how hard we try, we cannot understand all that is done by an infinite Creator God. In the end, when all has been said, and we've thought through as deeply as we can about the matter, we will simply have to trust God. And we have to trust Him that He is good, and that both of these things are true. That God is sovereign, He does ordain the actions of men and nations, and man is responsible. He makes true moral choices and must be held accountable for the results of what he truly chooses to do. Babylon did exactly what God wanted done, and Babylon would be held accountable for the choices it made and atrocities it committed. God still uses nations to accomplish his eternal plans. Now, I'm sure that you noticed some similarities between the things that Jeremiah wrote here and the things that Isaiah, his predecessor, had already written about Babylon. The fact that the Holy Spirit caused Jeremiah to remember and reaffirm what an earlier prophet had said is totally consistent with the pattern we have seen throughout the whole Old Testament. Each succeeding writer builds upon what has gone before. Now, all that is said here about the future of Babylon was not accomplished for several centuries. Jeremiah, for example, as did Isaiah before him, they said that the day will come when Babylon will not be inhabited at all, but will be a terrible place of desolation. A wilderness, a desert place where creatures like hyenas and jackals make their dens. Now, after its fall to Cyrus, the city of Babylon did not become uninhabited immediately. It remained as an important city for a long time, but eventually the Euphrates River changed its course, and the area around the great city of Babylon became a desert and fell into ruins. Thus, it has remained in accordance with the Word of God. May we remember that God is sovereign and has everything under control for his purposes and mission.